This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tani Smith, please note the following medical letter, period. Tani is T-O-N-N-I-E, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, period. On April 23rd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old female, height 5'4" tall, weight 250 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an injury on or about May 27th, 2023, period. The fall occurred at the Meyer store in the vestibule, period. There was linoleum in the front of the door that was loose and caught the patient's sandal, causing the fall on her left knee, period. She fractured her patella when she landed on her left knee, and she rolled over on her buttocks, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she had immediate pain in her left knee, period. Present day, despite adequate treatment, she is still having pain in her left knee with diminished range of motion, period. This injury resulted in a second injury on August 13, 2023, when her left leg gave out, resulting in a second fall, fracturing both legs, including the bilateral tibial fractures, period. New paragraph. Present day, despite treatment, the patient still has problems with her left knee, her left leg, and her right leg, period. New paragraph. The left knee, pain occurs approximately 8 inches down the lateral aspect of the knee, period. New paragraph. Her left leg pain occurs with diminished range of motion and is worse than the left knee, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It is worse with activities, approximately 5 hours per day, period. The pain intensity on a good day is 5 out of 10, and a bad day, 8 out of 10, period. The pain is throbbing and stabbing, period. It radiates above the knee and into the foot, period. She has neuropathy of the bilateral legs. Her right is greater than the left, period. New paragraph. Her right leg pain occurs also with diminished range of motion of the knee, period. She has problems and pain when she lifts her feet, period. She was advised that she has neuropathy, period. The pain is constant and throbbing, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up to the hip and down to the foot, period. Presently, she has an open ulcer from the lack of healing for the compartment syndrome surgery, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at Parkview Hospital in Fort Wayne via ambulance, period. She was admitted 1 week and had surgery of the left patella with a wire insertion, period. She was transferred to a rehab hospital at Heritage Park in Fort Wayne till the end of July 2023, period. She had 2 months of rehab, period. On August 13, 2023, she had a second injury due to the first injury when her left leg gave out, period. In the second fall, she fractured her bilateral tibias, and this occurred inside the patient's house, period. Ambulance took her to Parkview Hospital in Fort Wayne. She was admitted approximately 11 days and had surgery. Period. Her left leg had two fractures with 1 to 2 plates inserted. Period. Her right tibia was fractured, requiring 2 to 3 plates. Period. She had surgery and was transferred to rehab, University Park in Fort Wayne. She was admitted until November 15th for approximately 2 3/4 months. Period. She was then released to home. Period. She saw her family doctor, and in April of 2024, there was a suspected blood clot of the right leg and thigh, and she was seen at Parkview Emergency, period. She was informed that it was not a clot, but there was an open wound from the surgery that was performed August 14th, 2023, period. She had compartment syndrome diagnosed August 13th, 2023, until it was corrected surgically the following day with a fasciotomy, period. She was admitted on April 8th, 2024 for 4 days for infection and given IV antibiotics as well as debridement of the wound, period. Her wound is still open, and she sees a wound specialist, period. She is presently on oral antibiotics and doing daily wound changes, period. The wound is still open and seeping, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She is incontinent of urine, comma, problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports, comma, basketball, comma, standing over 10 to 25 minutes, comma, walking with a walker over 60 feet, comma. She is unable to drive, comma. She presently has spasms of her right leg, comma, problems with sex, comma, sleep, comma, daily hygiene, comma. And she needs assistance with dressing and washing, period. New paragraph. Medications include cyclobenzaprine. Medications include cyclobenzaprine, a muscle relaxer, comma, oxycodone, comma, Zoloft for depression of the fall, comma, oral antibiotic, comma, gabapentin, comma, trazodone for sleep, comma, and over-the-counter medicines, period. Present treatment for this condition includes all the above medications that were started after the first and second fall period. Past medical history is positive for hypoglycemia, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals for this injury she had 2 surgeries as it results from the 2 falls period. The April 23rd, 21 fall at home, fracturing her right femur and pelvis. Let's start over on the past surgical history. For the past surgical history, because of this injury, she had 2 surgeries, period. On April 23rd, 21, she had a fall at home, fracturing her right femur and pelvis, and she had a rod in her femur with pins that have healed completely, period. In 1999, she had a Roux-en-Y for weight loss, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her left knee in the past period. The patient never injured her left leg in the past period. In 1999, she fractured her left clavicle and left humerus when she tripped over her grandchild. It did heal without permanency, period. She has not had other fractures other than on April 23rd of 21 when she fell at home, when she tripped. She tripped over a rug, resulting in a fractured right femur and pelvis. It healed completely with surgery, period. There was no permanency or pain until the second fall of August 13th, 2023, period. In 1997, she stepped on a Lego and had sutures in her right foot, period. She has not had prior falls, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient has not been in serious automobile accidents. Other than 1998, she was admitted to the hospital to rule out a fractured spleen, but she turned out to be okay without problems, period. She has not had prior lawsuits other than this one, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a computer designer, as well as an orthopedic quality inspector, period. She was working full-time until this accident, period. She has been off work since, period. She was laid off work before this fall injury of January 30th, 2023, and she was on total disability that was approved January of 2024, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Parkview Emergency Room Report, May 27th, 2023. Reason for a visit was knee fracture, enclosed displaced fracture of the patella, period. This was a fall at Myers, period. She fell striking her knee on the ground, period. Pain is her left patella, period. On physical examination, they noted left knee with difficult range of motion as she is unable to really extend her leg due to pain, period. She has a hematoma and swelling pre-patellar, period. They did x-rays of the knee left, showed a transversely orientated fracture through the mid-patella, period. There is distraction slash fracture line, period. Moderate suprapatellar joint effusion, period. Ventral soft tissue swelling of the knee, period. Did speak with ortho given displacement, period. Will need ORIF at some point, period. Will attempt that she puts on knee immobilizer, period. If she can get around, she will be discharged home. If not, we will need to admit an ortho to see, period. Diagnosis was closed displaced transverse fracture of left patella, enclosed displaced fracture of patella, unspecified fracture morphology. The decision was made to admit, period. Parkview discharge note, May 27th, 2023. Brief summary of hospital course was that the patient was admitted and seen by orthopedic surgery for her left patellar fracture, period. Patient did have open reduction in internal fixation of patella, period. Patient is being discharged to Heritage Park for rehab, period. During this admission, the patient was seen by psychiatry for major depressive disorder and was started on Zoloft, period. Parkview, second emergency room. Note, August 13th, 2023, 59-year-old is here for evaluation of bilateral knee pain, period. She presents via EMS, period. She fell at 8:30 a.m. this morning. She got up out of bed to use a bathroom, period. She is a few months out from having ORIF of the left patella, period. Her pain is severe, period. She was unable to get up on her own, period. She was admitted on August 13th, 2023 for 4 days for excruciating pain in both knees and legs, period. Recent history of left patellar fracture, May 27th, 2023, status post ORIF of patella period, presents to the emergency room on August 13, 2024, and who was admitted with severe excruciating pain for bilateral knee period. Patient was discharged recently from rehab, and she was in her apartment where her knee buckled and she fell down, hitting both of her knees, period. Assessment is bilateral tibia and fibula fractures, period. X-rays knee, three fused bilateral soles complex. Three views shows complex comminuted right tibial plateau fracture, comma, transverse fracture of the proximal right fibula, and comminuted transverse fracture of the left proximal tibia and fibula, period. Patient underwent surgery on August 14th, period. Open reduction in internal fixation, right tibial plateau, comma, fasciotomy, right anterior compartment, comma, plate proximal tibial fracture, period. Chief complaints in the emergency department were bilateral tibial fracture, comma, closed, period, closed fracture of both fibula, period, knee fracture, period, and broken leg, period. She was discharged to skilled nursing facility on August 24th, 2023. Final diagnosis was bilateral tibial fractures, comma, closed, period. Patient went surgery on August 14th, period. She is being discharged to ECF, period. Note from Ortho Northeast, July 19th, 2023. Patient had open reduction and internal fixation left patella on May 28, 2023. Patient is now 6 weeks status post-procedure period. She states she was having an achy pain, which are rated between 5 and 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, period. She states the pain occurs all the time, period. Heritage Park note, June 5th, 2023, seen today for second day follow-up visit by Parkview Population Health's continuing care team, period. Currently a patient at Heritage Park for rehabilitation due to left patellar fracture, period. Assessment is closed displaced transverse fracture of left patella, status post-open reduction and internal fixation of patella. Number two, major depressive order, started on Zoloft during hospitalization, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment, as outlined above and for which she has sustained, as a result of her fall of May 27th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the patient revealed an abnormal slow gait requiring a walker for assistance, period. Examination of the skin revealed several scars related to this injury, period. On her left leg, there was an 11-centimeter vertical scar through the patella, surgical in nature, period. On the left leg, there was an additional 17-centimeter spiral scar involving the left lateral mid-leg, period. Examination of the right leg revealed a 30-centimeter spiral scar that extends from the lateral patella to the mid-lower anterior leg due to surgery for correction of this injury, period. There was a 2-centimeter open round wound of the lower right leg scar, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck revealed normal thyroid and cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left knee had diminished range of motion of a severe degree, period. There was 20% swelling of the left knee, period. There was diminished strength of the left knee, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. Examination of the right knee revealed extremely diminished range of motion, period. The range of motion of the right knee was greater than the left knee, period. There was 15% swelling of the left knee, period. There was diminished strength of the left knee, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the right knee, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the right knee, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving the left anterior lower leg, period. There was diminished sensation of the right anterior and lateral lower leg, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, displaced fracture of the patella requiring surgery of ORIF of the patella, comma, prepatellar hematoma, comma, and suprapatellar joint effusion, period. Number two, left leg pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, resulting in a fracture on August 13th, 2023 of a comminuted transverse left proximal tibia and fibula fracture, period. Number three, right leg pain, comma, strain, comma, trauma, comma, pain, comma, resulting in fracture and compartment syndrome on August 13th, 2023 with a complex comminuted right tibial plateau fracture and transverse fracture of the proximal fibula, period. This resulted in required surgery on August 14th, 2023 of ORIF of the right tibial plateau and fasciotomy of the right anterior compartment and plate insertion, period. Number four, depression, period. The above four diagnoses were directly caused by the fall injury of May 27th, 2023, period. The fall of May 27th, 2023 resulted in her injury on August 13th, 2023, causing bilateral leg fractures and surgery, period. If not for the first fall on May 27th, 2023, at Myers, she would not have had the second fall with the extensive complications due to her knee giving out, period. It is therefore deemed that the additional surgeries on August 14th, 2023 were due to the fall of May 27th, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the left patella, utilizing table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 13% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. In reference to the fractured left tibia and fibula, utilizing table 16-3, the patient qualifies for an additional 12% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the fractured right tibial plateau and right fibula, utilizing table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 19% lower extremity impairment, which converts to an 8% whole body impairment, period. The patient has a total whole body impairment of 18%. As a result of the fall of May 27th, 2023, period. The patient will be much more susceptible to arthritis in both her left and right legs, period. By permanent impairment, I am stating that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion of both legs for the remainder of her life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing care for the open wound at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. The left patella wires will need to be surgically removed as it is causing a great deal of swelling and pain, period. Bilateral leg splints or braces will cost approximately $400, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A scooter to help with mobility would cost approximately $3,500, period. The patient will require a rack on her car for transportation of the scooter, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information was obtained by the patient, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.